Welcome back to the Two Guys and Chris Show. I mentioned this earlier. I have a dentist appointment today. Just a cleaning, no big deal. But I am a little worried because I hadn't flossed in 6 months until about 3 days ago. So we know that that's going to be a mess. And we were talking about the dentist yesterday, and a friend of mine, Deanna from the gym, said that when she was in grad school, she went to a dentist because she needed a crown. And I have never had a crown. That's just a cap over the tooth, right?
They normally have to like do a root canal and then drill around the tooth.
Is that right?
I got crowns. I never had root canals.
I had to have one in my early 20s. I had a root canal, and then they had to do a crown on top of that.
Yeah.
Well, see, my very adult.
Well, it sounds painful.
It's you know, it really wasn't because I was numbed up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, the tooth was infected. That was the worst pain.
You know what happened to me is my old fillings cracked my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I had fillings made of, uranium back in the 60s, back when they were making.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the same standards. So the old fillings cracked my molars. Mm-hmm. So that's why I have gold caps now.
You know, I'm watching that show, The Americans, which is awesome, by the way. I've had a few people tell me at the Two Guys and Chris comedy shows, I'm really enjoying The Americans. The show's over. It's been long over. It's about Russian spies in the 80s. On the episode I'm on, what's the woman's name? Felicity.
Mm-hmm.
She's playing it. And she cracks a tooth. She gets punched in the face and cracks a tooth. But she can't go to the dentist because the FBI are looking for someone with her description at hospitals and dentist offices. So she can't chew on one side and her tooth is cracked.
Ugh.
There's nothing she can do.
If organized crime movies have taught us anything, you go to a vet. There's always somebody on the payroll.
Well, they're considering that. Because her husband says, you need to go to a dentist. She goes, I can't. And he's like, well, we can try and set something up for you. You know, let me work on that. They're trying to get a vet or somebody to go and fix her tooth. Anyway, my friend Deanna says when she was in grad school, she was at a dentist to get a crown. And as she was getting it from the dentist, the hygienist said, I think you've got her leaned too far back. Literally, she heard that. I think you've got her leaned too far back. And at that moment, he dropped the crown and it went down her throat. She swallowed the crown.
Whoa.
Yes. So she swallowed the crown. And she says, well, what am I supposed to do? And he says, wait for it to pass, collect it, bring it back to us. We'll put the crown on. And I said,
No,
lying. That did not happen. She said, I swear he wanted me to retrieve the crown, bring it back, they'd clean it, and still put the crown on, you know, a week later.
Was that dental humor?
No. I don't know, because she said.
So the crown in her mouth has passed through her system?
No, because she said, I'm not sure. I think it's going to get lodged. And he's like, no, it won't. Just watch for it.
It's a bad dentist.
The worst. I mean, she said, I had a terrible dentist. I think he was new. He was a new dentist. But I'm wondering, though, why they would make her do that. Wouldn't they just give her a new crown? Or is it because it costs money?
Well, they're probably very specifically formed.
They're made, I would think they could still just, you know, make another.
Well, she told me she had no reason to lie about this.
His fault. She shouldn't have to.
Of course. Yes. So she says he was a terrible dentist. Crown slides down throat. He says, retrieve it. We'll make another appointment for you in a week. We'll clean it. Then we'll apply it. And she goes, I don't want to do that. And he's like, well, that's the protocol. And so
there's a protocol.
There's a protocol. So she then goes home. And for a couple of days, checks, and then starts getting a pain in her stomach. It gets stuck in her gut, and they give her something to pass it. And she says to the dentist, make me a new crown, and I want it done free of charge. And they eventually did that. They did. Because she said, I'm going to call my attorney if you don't do that. Now, really, she was 25 years old and didn't have that. You know, she was in grad school, but she was like, I would have contacted a lawyer. And she was in law school, as a matter of fact.
I think she would have crushed it.
Oh, how could you not? They dropped a crown down her throat and told her to
bring it back. Take the poo off it.
Yes. Anonymous, you're talking about crowns. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I've been in dentistry for 30 years. That It does happen when patients like maybe lose a crown came off in their mouth they already had mm-hmm. and swallow it. We have had them retrieve it for them to save some money. However, if we had done it, if it was our fault, I mean, obviously we would have replaced for free. We wouldn't have told
yes.
a patient that if we had done it, but it is a thing. We do sterilize it.
Okay.
Wow.
So if they want to save money, if I lose my crown and I swallow it, you would clean it, sterilize it, and put it back on for me.
Yes, I have done it.
All right. Well, let me ask you the ultimate
There are
question.
People walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we've yes. spoken with. Maybe we're in. Maybe we've spent some significant yeah. time with yeah. teeth in their mouth
That's
that they've
right.
shat.
All right. Let me. While we've got you on the phone, Dave Aiken told us once that he had a dental hygienist say that when a woman pleasures her boyfriend or her husband the night before and then go in for a cleaning, they can tell because there's indentation in the back of the throat. Can you comment?
Dave is correct.
Okay.
Oh, come there you go.
That's okay. I knew it. I knew it. Well, his hygienist friend told him that, and I've told that story at many parties.
Oh, yeah, you've lived off it.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's your favorite party thing.
Thank you, Anonymous.
I want to see a party trick.
Anyway,
you want to hear my dentist story? It's not mine.
Hey, while the wives are over there, listen to this.
Thank you, Anonymous.
You know what Dave Aiken told
him. Oh, I give Dave credit for it. I'll never steal it from him, never. But there it is. Now it's clocked. That's it. I'm glad we got that in before you retired. So we know the truth that this is real. Yes. Dave didn't just sell us that, a bill of goods there.
I'm glad that was going to be my heaven question. So.